BBC News with Julie Candler. Somalia has a new parliament, the first to be selected inside the country since the overthrow of the last effective government in 1991. Peter Biles reports.
Somalia has made some progress this year, but the political transition isn't going entirely according to plan. It had been hoped that 275 MPs would be sworn in at the police training academy in Mogadishu. In the event, the number of parliamentarians fell short, only 211. And, for security reasons, the ceremony had to be moved to the safety of Mogadishu Airport, where there was protection from thousands of African Union peacekeepers. There had also been a deadline stipulating that a new president should be elected by August the 20th. That hasn't happened, so the oldest MP, Musa Hassan, a 72-year-old retired general, will lead the country until Parliament chooses a president.
President Obama has warned Syria that if it were to move or use its chemical weapons, this would change his view on the United States' response to the conflict. He said he had not ordered military intervention in Syria at this point, but added that the U.S. had put together contingency plans. Kim Katas reports from Washington.
President Barack Obama has warned that the use or movement of biological and chemical weapons in Syria would change his calculation when it comes to military intervention. Mr. Obama said that although he had not ordered military engagement at the present time on Syria, the U.S. had put together a range of contingency plans. He added that Washington had made clear to President Assad's governments and players on the ground that WMDs were an absolute red line, and he said there would be enormous consequences if the weapons were used or moved.
The technology giant Apple has become the biggest company ever, valued at more than $620 billion on the Dow Jones Share Index in New York. A rise in its share price took the maker of iPhones, iPads and iPods through the mark set by Microsoft in 1999. Russell Padmore reports.
Apple shares have enjoyed significant gains since last week, rising to more than $664 at the Nasdaq market, amid speculation it will shortly unveil new versions of its iconic iPhone and iPad, as well as a TV device. Apple is now worth 50% more than the oil company ExxonMobil, the second most valuable corporation with shares listed in New York. The surge in Apple's stock underlines investors' belief that the next generation of its products will keep it ahead of the competition, as well as hopes they'll be in the shops by Christmas.
A Pakistani minister has said he's gravely concerned for the life of a young Christian girl who's been arrested on charges of desecrating pages of the Quran. The girl, said to be aged between 11 and 13, is being held in prison. There are reports that she has a mental disability. World News from the BBC. Reports from Turkey say that at least 8 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the town of Gaziantep. Dozens were wounded in the blast, which occurred near a police station. Gaziantep is in Turkey's southeastern region, where rebels from the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, are active. The PKK seeks autonomy for the Kurds. A retired Colombian police general who served as the security chief for the then-president Alvaro Uribe has pleaded guilty to having links with right-wing paramilitaries. General Mauricio Santoyo said he had supported the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, which is listed as a terrorist organization in the United States. The home of the Masters Golf Tournament, Augusta National, in the American state of Georgia, has admitted women members for the first time in its 80-year history. The former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and a South Carolina financier Darla Moore have accepted invitations to join. Augusta has come under increasing criticism for its failure to admit women. Johnny Diamond reports from Washington.
This is, said Augusta National Chairman Billy Payne, a joyous occasion. The campaign to have women join the club kicked off a decade ago. The former chairman responded that one day the club might have women, but not, he said, at the point of a bayonet. The club only has around 300 members, all by invitation only. The first black member was admitted in 1990. For many years, all the golf caddies were black. Female caddies were, however, allowed well before women members.
Phyllis Diller, one of America's first female stand-up comedy stars, has died in Los Angeles. She was 95. Diller's career spanned half a century after she rose to fame in the mid-1950s and survived a heart attack in 1999. Known for her distinctive cackling laugh, Diller aimed many of her harshest jokes at herself and a fictional husband named Fang. BBC News.